Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carol Schuler. And Carol, we're doing this because the week of April 4th is Public Health Week, and you're part of Public Health. So good morning to you, Carol.
And good morning, Levon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Let's start out with something that I know you get lots of people involved with. You're head of the volunteer program.
I am. I work with a program called Interfaith Volunteer Caregivers. It's actually a board of volunteers from different churches who come together, and we meet, and I try to meet their needs, and they try to meet mine. So I'm always looking for new volunteers and little activities that my volunteer church coordinators work with. My volunteer program encompasses a lot of volunteer activities, so it gives me a great opportunity to work with a lot of different people and find little ways that they can help each other.
Well, one of them that I hear about, because I know somebody involved, is the one who people drive, people who need to go to, maybe it's Omaha, or maybe it's not that far, wherever, and they volunteer to drive. Let's talk about that one specifically for a little bit.
Okay. We call it our transportation program. People call me and they need an appointment. It might be a beauty shop appointment, but it might be a medical appointment. So my volunteers transport, pick up, deliver, and then pick them up again and take them home. And for this program, there are no stipulations. You can be young or old. You can be rich or poor. You certainly can be any nationality. And what we like to stress is sometimes people just need another person to help them out. They don't have that person who maybe has a driver's license or some way to get them where they need to go.
Yeah, there's lots of things that go on in people's lives that really complicate them when they don't have that vehicle or the access or for whatever reason. There's just so many things that go on in life. So do people just call you to make that appointment?
Yes. I ask that people call me at least 48 hours ahead of their in-town appointment. And you did mention that we also transport to Omaha, Des Moines. We've gone to Iowa City. But again, with longer distances, I need 5 to 7 days. They can call my direct line, 243-7545, and leave me a message if I'm not right there, but I call them back and find out the particulars, whether or not they're going for an appointment or maybe even a surgical procedure, and then set up a driver, hopefully, to do that. We don't guarantee it because it is volunteers, but most generally we can help people out in those circumstances.
So is there a fee at all?
No, this is a volunteer program, so there's no charge for it. And the volunteers want to do this. This is one way that they feel good about what they're doing each and every day of their lives. And volunteers do it on their own schedule. So lots of times I do want to say to people, I'm always looking for volunteers as well as those folks who might need a ride.
And it's a good time to visit. You know, that's one of the joys, I think, of volunteering to do this. You meet some new people, and it's fun to visit with people. So it's a pleasant activity to do, too. Okay, you have some other needs for volunteers.
Oh, absolutely. With that volunteer program that I work with, I actually have volunteers who maybe can't drive. And so sometimes I'm able to assign a non-driver to make phone calls. Sometimes those phone calls are made to a shut-in or somebody that just needs a little pick-me-up, that type of thing. I also work with Senior Health Insurance Information Program volunteers, SHIP volunteers. I have two volunteers right now who sit down and talk to folks who have questions about their Medicare. As people come on Medicare, or even once they're on it, lots of times they have a lot of questions, and my SHIP volunteers are trained by the state of Iowa, and they can sit down and spend an hour and clear up a lot of the questions that you might have.
It'd be a good thing to make an appointment before you get to that magic age whenever you decide you want to be on Medicare.
Absolutely. A lot of people call and they just say, explain what's going to happen. And it's a little frustrating when you have to call the Medicare or Social Security office. But my volunteers are just people that have time, spend time sitting with a person to talk about those questions that you will have, all of us will have when we get to that age.
And as you say, they've gotten special training to be able to do that. Okay, on to the next.
Okay, I work with hospice volunteers. Unity Point Hospice helps people at their end of life. Anytime a doctor says you have 6 months or less, hospice is invited to come into your home, and my hospice volunteers are an amazing way to spend time with either the family or a hospice client. Sometimes my hospice volunteers, I call the heart of hospice because they're not paid. They might run an errand, they might babysit kids or grandkids, or they might just sit with a patient and be there and be a presence in the home, in the nursing home, or in the hospital. So my hospice volunteers are trained and play a very special role in the lives of a family that's going through hospice.
I'm glad that you mentioned that there are several things that the people in hospice can do that you know, I might not feel comfortable sitting with that person, but there could be some other things that I could do to help a family.
Absolutely. Hospice volunteers sometimes, like we just talked about, they don't drive. So sometimes a hospice volunteer will just maybe make some phone calls, or I have hospice volunteers who make mailings for me, who do some things here in the office. And lots of times they're comfortable doing that type of thing when they're not comfortable working one-on-one with a patient.
Okay, very good. Have we reached the end of the list yet?
Well, no, not really. How's that? We have, you know, and I do tell people with my volunteer services, if you have a need, if you'll let me know what that need is, I'll be glad to help try to meet it. We have, especially older people, but people maybe who have to move from a home into an apartment or vice versa. And I have people that are willing to do that. Of course, it doesn't happen as often. So I always say, if you have a need, let me take care of that need, and maybe I can help you out with it. So that's great.
Well, I know, Carol, you've been in the community for a long time, and through your position know a lot of people. So I'm sure you've learned a lot of people who have a lot of different skills. Okay, one that I really did not know about at all is called Children at Home.
That's right. My Children at Home program is a state-funded program in Cass Mills and Montgomery counties. This is a special program that I work with. The reason I work with it is because the board is a volunteer board, made up of resources in our community and then parents who have children with special needs. So what happens there is it's a very short application. If you're not eligible for any other resources, lots of times Children at Home are able to help with a family who live in Cass Mills and Montgomery, have a special needs child, and the child lives in that home. So this program helps in a special way. It's actually money given to the family or given to purchase an item that will be given to a family. The latest thing we did, I would say, is to help change a regular van into a wheelchair van. And so this program pays for items that will help families' lives easier. Lots of times when there's a special need child in the home, the child creates monetary problems above and beyond what a regular family might have without a special needs child. We've done things like special playground equipment, fences that go around a lot so that a child is safe. We have help with insurance so that maybe the part of the insurance that's out of pocket, we can help pay, and then the rest of the insurance can kick in. We do computer devices, meaning if you have a child with a learning disability, a special hearing or sight disability, sometimes that person then we can help out with applications for a computer. I always say again, if you've got a request, give us a choice and we'll look at it. And I can help a person assess whether or not their child is eligible for Children at Home.
Okay. Again, the communication with you don't have a crystal ball to find out where these needs are. So people do need to contact you in order to answer those kinds of questions. And again, I think as I heard all of these, there's no fee to the person who calls you.
That's correct. There's no fee. But you're right. Probably our hardest thing we do is find the people who need these resources. They call me direct, Carol Schuler, at 243-7545. Leave a message if I'm not right there, and I will get back to you and hopefully help you with that need you have.
And if I looked in the phone book, would I find Unity Point at Home?
Yes, you would find Unity Point at Home. Unity Point Public Health is listed under that same number, 243-8006. And you can ask for me there.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Carol Schuler, for visiting with us and bringing us up to date on the many services that are available to people in the community. And until next time, here's a thought. To leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know that even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded. So sad, Ralph Waldo Emerson.